call, fellas. It's closing time.
Ah, crap. I'm not even half buzzed.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and that's some good news for you today. Genuine love is valuable. In the 1860s, two enterprising con men, Billy Smith and Charlie Eaton, made a lot of money by creating thousands of fake Celtic arrowheads in their workshop. They'd bathe their phony artifacts in acid, coat them in mud, and pass them off as rare archaeological finds to gullible antique dealers. Crazy thing is, today, Billy and Charlie's forgeries have become extremely valuable as pieces of folk art. In fact, some people are now making fake copies of Billy and Charlie's fake copies. Even if some people value fake arrowheads, nobody values fake compassion or pretend concern. That's why in Romans 12:9, the Apostle Paul said, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. So what if this week I invest some extra time and hard work to let someone know I really care for them? Genuine love is valuable, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our six locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values with mail-in rebates on select tires. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see, because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases. And, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that'll stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all three floors, because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Forecast for the week ahead has some up and down rain chances. Today is up a little bit. Partly sunny with a high around 93. Scattered random hit-or-miss storms, but a little bit more common than the weekend, especially this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, high in the low 90s. More scattered afternoon and evening storms around. But by Wednesday, the storms become isolated in nature, hard to find, and highs back into the middle 90s by then. Then late week, more scattered afternoon storms with highs in the low 90s. You can keep track of where the storms are and where they're going to be and where the lightning is with our advanced interactive radar on our weather app down to the neighborhood level. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Once upon a time, I was a liberal. Well, to be honest, less than a year ago, I was still a liberal. I became a liberal because I felt I'd found a tribe whose values aligned with my own. I staunchly reject racism of any kind. I reject the marginalization of any human being based off of their gender or sexual orientation. I reject tyrannical groupthink. I reject a system which allows an ambitious, misinformed, and dogmatic mob to suppress free speech, create false narratives, and apathetically steamroll over the truth. I reject the acceptance of junk science and superstition to advance ideological agendas. I reject hate. These are the reasons why I became a liberal. And these are the same reasons why I am now walking away. For years now, I have watched as the left has devolved into intolerant, inflexible, illogical, hateful, misguided, ill-informed, un-American, hypocritical, menacing, callous, ignorant, narrow-minded, and at times, blatantly fascistic behavior and rhetoric. Liberalism has been co-opted and absorbed by the very characteristics it claims to fight against. For years now, I've watched as people on the left have become anesthetized to their own prejudices and bigotry, and the prejudices and bigotry of those around them who echo their values. I have watched as formerly sensible people who claim to reject racism have come to embrace the principles of universally hating and blaming all of society's problems on all people who have white skin. I have witnessed the irony of advocacy for gender equality morph into blatant hatred and intolerance of men and masculinity. I have seen the once earnest fight for equality for the LGBT community mutate into an illogical demonization of heteronormativity and the push to vilify and attack our conventional concepts of gender. These same self-proclaimed victims of intolerance, now turning on the gay community that they attached themselves to advance their agenda, now calling gay people privileged and themselves victims of injustice. I have watched as the left has allowed themselves to become hypnotized by false narratives and conclusions perpetuated by social justice warriors who misrepresent and misconstrue facts, evidence, and events to confirm their own biases that everyone who does not comply with their prejudicial conclusions and follow their orders is a racist, a bigot, a Nazi, a white supremacist, homophobic, Islamophobic, xenophobic, misogynistic, and alt-right extremist. And I have watched as they have used these heartless and carelessly assigned labels to intimidate, threaten, bully, silence, attack, unemploy, blacklist, and destroy anybody who dares to fight back. They'll come for me, and then they'll come for you. And worst of all, the Democratic Party and the liberal media has embraced, affirmed, aided, and abetted this cult ideology. In an effort to gain voters and maintain power, the Democratic Party that I once loved has joined forces with the extremist left. The Democratic Party and the liberal media now believe their own ill-gotten conclusions and have ominously decided that they, and only they, know the remedy for society's ills. The left has decided that the solution to problems with race relations in America is more racism. The left believes that attacking, insulting, and dehumanizing one group of people elevates another. The left now believes that there are no boundaries when telling lies, omitting the truth, or misrepresenting facts when telling the news, because their end justifies their means. The left has now decided that its point of view is the only acceptable one, and that suppressing, censoring, and banning open dialogue and debate is virtuous and progressive. The Democratic Party has adopted a deleterious belief system, happily and without skepticism, separating people into groups based off of identity, and then organizing them into camps of victims and oppressors. If you are a person of color, an LGBT person, a woman, or an American immigrant, the Democratic Party wants you to know that you are a victim and destined to stay that way. They will insist that you are a victim doomed to exist within a system that is rigged against you, that you are a victim of systemic oppression, that you are a victim of your circumstances, and that no amount of hard work or motivational action will ever allow you to overcome your victimhood or the privilege of those around you. This is perhaps the Democratic Party's greatest and most insidious lie. But if you are a minority in America today, the left-wing politicians and the liberal media don't want you to ever discover this lie. So they bombard us with stories designed to reinforce the narrative that you are in danger, that you cannot succeed. They manipulate your fears and concerns by telling you that you are disadvantaged, disempowered, and disposable to everyone except them. They will tell you that you need them. They will tell you that you are only safe under their supervision. They will promise to liberate you from all that chains you. And then they will do absolutely nothing for you. Once upon a time, I was a liberal. But liberalism has changed, and I will no longer be a part of an ideology or political party that represents everything that contradicts my values of unity, equal opportunity, personal empowerment, compassion, and love. So I am walking away. And I encourage all of you to do the same. Walk away.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
He's here and he's wearing pants.
This is the biggest and baddest show in all the land. Happy hour. This time I'm speaking on 1FMWAC. I'm your occasionally truculent, but usually convivial host, Greg. He's
Joey.
And here they are.
But first,
it's electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Dudell and Joey Clark.
Some of us thought this should have happened a year ago, and we're waiting and waiting and waiting and wondering when. But Peter Stroke.
You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
Good. Good. And you know what he's doing? You know what this former FBI guy is now doing?
What is he doing?
He's set up a GoFundMe.
Oh, Lord.
He wants $150,000. For what? For being an a-hole? For being a liar? For subverting the Constitution, the rights, trying to unsee, should be charged with treason next. That's all I got. See you tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Brighton.
Well, and also this is a nice moment to give a hat tip to Rod Rosenstein, where the department, the FBI, suggested Strzok be demoted. That was the recommendation. Rosenstein said, no, he's fired.
He really said that?
Yes. That's why Peter Strzok is fired.
Because usually when I take my hat off, I want to hang it on his pointy little rat nose.
I didn't say take it off completely. I said tip it a slight bit. Maybe tip just it. Grab the bill.
Nice going, Rod. Maybe you're just trying to cover your ass because I think you're coming up for review. I mean, he did sign off on phony. Although his excuse was, I think I heard this with you and Dan.
Yeah.
Is that he was told.
He was given a summary, like, should we renew this FISA application on Carter Page? And it had been renewed twice, initiated three times at that point. Somebody gave him a summary. He said, all right. And so they renewed it without reading it himself in detail.
Now, in a way, that's not a good excuse.
It's not.
When you're in a position of that level. But on the other hand, I guess you should trust the people that, you know, are coming to you with this kind of a thing and saying, okay, if that's... But... We'll see. We'll see how he ends up in all of this. But I think the hammer is starting to drop, and I think we're going to see more of this. And hopefully we'll see indictments and people charged with crimes.
Almost feels like we're getting to the near end of a season finale or something, you know?
Well, you know, we did speculate. We've talked about this to death for a year. You know, it's like, I'll believe it. I'm at the point where I'll believe it when I see it. So he got fired today. Okay, there's something I can believe. But there's more. There is more that has to be done. Just firing this clown ass is not going to be enough. I think he wants 150 grand so he can hire a lawyer.
Well, he has one, but to continue to pay him.
Yeah. Yeah, because the kind of lawyer he's going to need is going to cost a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
Hey, why don't you, shoot one to Lisa? Maybe she's got a few bucks laying around.
I wonder if they're still friends. Because I think Lisa actually talked.
Isn't it interesting that after her testimony in that closed hearing,
mm-hmm.
now he's gone?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to wonder, is there a deal in place to roll her in? But let's take a moment to applaud some American heirs like Devin Nunez and the others who have...
Please clap.
And I'll bet... This gets maybe 10 seconds of coverage on one out of the three major networks. And that's about it. No, I have nothing to say here. White nationalists!
Oh, good Lord.
So, yeah,
can
of course.
Can I go on again? I was a bit preoccupied this weekend.
There's like 30 of these douchebags, right?
Right.
And then hundreds of Antifa. They're the heroes.
Well, when I first saw the first Charlottesville, the first time all this went down, I wrote something up and it made everybody mad. But it's generally how I felt then, how I feel now. I guess this happened again this weekend. I, along with thousands if not millions of people, went out and actually enjoyed myself this weekend. Other Americans maybe read and watched the news, but these little idiot a-holes on both sides, how many of them? Like a few hundred Antifa, like 30?
30 clown asses.
Yeah. Like, they don't represent America and where the United States is.
Oh, but the media would have you believe that those 30 people are...
Well, maybe they're the real a-holes, then.
Yeah, well, the media?
Yeah. I'm starting to think that.
Wow, you're
slowly.
Really... You're really sharp and insightful today, buddy.
Yeah, I'm giving people their due.
Anyway, I must admit that when I saw Stroke was canned today, I felt electrified.
You look electrified.
No.
No, you look happy.
No, I'm not... Well...
Instead of a growl, you gave me a
meh,
which means you're doing pretty good.
You got it. I got my whole code figured out.
He's
decoding Greg Boudreaux.
I mean, when you silently stew and steam, I know there's something coming. When he says nothing, folks, watch out.
Boy, I had no idea that I was that transparent.
I've worked with you for 6 years now. You learned these.
Longer today.
Yeah.
All right, we want to get to what everybody wants to hear about, which is you and your dress.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I thought it went well.
That doesn't tell me anything.
Okay.
Where did you get the dress?
I got it at Belk.
You went to Belk's and bought a dress?
Yeah, it was only like $15. It was in the clearance rack.
Wow, so you went to Belk's to clearance.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Yeah, I was in the big girl section. Got an extra large. Pretty low-hanging top. And I'll show... I mean, you can look on my Facebook page. There's a
lot. I don't look at anybody's Facebook page.
If you pull up my page, you can see some photos. Now, later, as the day went on, one of the straps... I took the strap of my left shoulder down and kind of tucked it in, and it looked like a toga. And then people started calling me Jesus throughout the day. It was great. Complete strangers walking up saying, "Hey, Jesus!" And I would say, "Bless you, my son." And it was a lot of fun.
Well, you are close. You have some real high connections.
And I had my hair down, so.
Oh, you had the Jesus hair.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's something about that city. I mean, I had a
look
lot
at you
of
with your fancy Joey Clark Radio Hour logo.
Yeah.
And your
made it myself.
And that little gif of you in your mobile.
Now, the bald gentleman next to me in that first photo, that is the John. He's getting married soon. It was his bachelor party.
Uh-huh.
Aaron's taking the selfie. He drove us down and drove us back. Thank you very much, Aaron, especially on the ride back. I slept most of the way.
May I share?
Yeah. Bob snapped that picture of me playing with my hair in the hotel room as we were just putting on the dresses. It was a lot of fun because there were, like, thousands of people, men and women, in red dresses. So it's like you blend in as soon as you get there.
Well, you know, your yoga has given you a nice physique. You do kind of look in that one picture like the bearded lady in the circus.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
What shall I type at the top?
Oh, this is up to you. It's your page, your captions. I left it without caption, without comment. I wanted people to add their own. I mean, one girl, I guess who I knew a little bit in high school, just commented today saying, "Joey, I used to have a great crush on you back in high school, but after seeing these, I don't know so much." I was like, well, I hope I didn't ruin my memory, the memory of me too much. But that was all in good
this
fun.
This is the New Orleans Red Dress Roundup?
Yes, and essentially all the money, I think they're associated with the different bars in that area for that day. People also sign up for an actual run, and I think the money gets divvied out in like $5,000 grants to different nonprofits in that area. But we treat it as a just... ridiculous bachelor party. And once you ease into it, everybody's wearing a red dress. So it's like everybody almost wore a uniform.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun. You're not as distracted by what people are wearing. It's just like, okay, everybody's wearing a dress.
Christina, huh?
Yeah. She was a little disappointed.
She had a very Chicago.
Oh, yeah, last night.
Last name.
Yeah.
Lentowski. Oh, goodness, Joey, I had the biggest crush on you back in the day.
Yeah.
And now I'm questioning myself. Ha ha, sorry.
Now that's quite the comment, because it makes you go, you had a crush on me? Thank you for stroking my ego. Not anymore? Damn!
Well, let's have a... Hey!
Oh, she's cute.
Very.
Yeah. Don't she... I don't think she lives here any longer.
So, oh.
Yeah.
Well, like a lot of people. They used to live here. It is 321. I'll tell you about my trip to Birmingham.
I would love
didn't
to hear
wear a dress. It wasn't particularly, but it was a very meaningful day on Saturday. We'll talk a little bit about that. One of our loyalist and most wonderful sponsors is Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, and it's a company that has received acknowledgement throughout the southeast of the United States for the incredible work they do to restore choices to the lives that have been affected in that one way that we don't even like to think about. And that's through a loss of mobility from a car wreck, perhaps. Sometimes a surgery can end up costing people mobility. There's a lot of things that can happen. If you dwelt on it, you would make yourself crazy with worry. But for those who have to face a reconfiguration of their daily routine because of loss of mobility, Gulf States Mobility steps in and restores choices wherever possible. Even the driving option for some, the VIM vehicles, voice command technology operated vehicles equipped and sold right there at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. We always ask, in appreciation of your own ability to go where you want to go, when you want to go, visit them on Facebook and like them for the great work they do. Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka. The number is 514-6590. 323.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
It's our second annual truckload sale. Now's the perfect time to increase your home comfort and lower your utility bill with a brand new energy efficient carrier system. Get a brand new carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Wire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Thanks to loyal customers like you, AC by Luke Wire has been the River Region's air conditioning company of choice for the past 35 years. We have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. When you turn to the experts at Luke Wire, you don't have to give up quality to save on a new carrier heating and cooling system. And as always, get the benefit of our tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Visit acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's almost been an entire week since there was a country award show or country concert special. Well, the wait is over. Tonight, it's the Summertime Country Concert Jamboree, the SCC JMBs. Featuring everyone who's been featured in all the other specials, plus Cade McAllister, premiering his brand new song, Country Things.
Cowboy boots, pickup truck, long neck beer, dirt road, new dog, old fence, farm tractor, front porch, Wrangler jeans. Girlfriend riding shotgun, gun rack, bar fight, drinking whiskey, dusty road, Nashville, cowboy hat, horseback, they're all country things. Country things.
Don't miss the 23rd biggest night in country music. The Summertime Country Concert Jamboree.
They're country things. Woo!
The SCC JMBs. Tonight.
326, News Talk 93.1 FM. Over the weekend, the Alabama Broadcasters Association had a get-together in Birmingham. A really neat place called The Village.
Hmm.
And it was the hotel was the Renaissance of...
It was
Ross Bridge.
Ross Bridge.
Ross Bridge Renaissance, yes. A little bit off the beaten path, but what a beautiful place. It's a resort, I guess. And they have a Robert Trent Jones golf course there, and it's really, really nice, fancy. And I was there because Saturday morning, the Alabama Broadcasters launched an award called the Don Markwell Sentinel Award. And I was very, very flattered to be asked by the Markwell family to be there as they made the announcement honoring Don. And they did a great video presentation that chronicled his career. And I remember, before he even set foot in Montgomery, Rick Peters, in his very buttery voice, saying, "You listen to that guy there, that's how you're going to learn about Montgomery. He's a legend." So I did. And it turned out that we had an immediate rapport. He started inviting me to, you know, stop by and be on a show. And I was just about at the point where I was going to go back to Florida to take a job down there that I had been offered. And they took 1170 at that time was talk from 6, sports talk from 6 to 9, and Don from 9 to noon. And then oldies. That's why we have those songs in here that we can't access. And he finally decided, music on AM, it's not working out, so we'll go talk. I'm going to give you a show in the afternoon from 4 to 6. And it had just enough money attached to it. I said, I can see this through now. I can stay and see this through. So that was also something that I know Don Markwell wanted for me. He wanted that station to go talk full time, and it did. And I remember so many things. When I would sit in, I'd do like 1 hour, or maybe sometimes a whole show, mm-hmm. every week. He would test me to see if I was paying attention to learning the area. So he'd give me quizzes on who was who with the Board of Education or some other local schmendrick. But the only name I could ever remember was D.T. Marshall. He was the sheriff then. So, D.T. Marshall? Not the lieutenant governor. Okay, Don, gotcha. I'm not good at remembering names anyway. But one thing I do remember learning after I spent some time here is that there were a lot of people that loved Don Markwell. There were a lot of people that didn't like Don Markwell, but everybody knew him. And because we're in the Capitol, the legislators in particular, they all listen. And unless they had something to hide, they listened without fear. But there were always some that had done something shady or underhanded, and he would fearlessly call them out. That's what he's called, Dauntless Don. So it was an honor to be there for that, and it was an honor to be acknowledged by the family at this presentation ceremony as one of those who was mentored by him, and this is all very true. He mentored in an interesting way. It wasn't like, I'm Don Markwell, and I'm going to teach you how to do this. It wasn't that kind of a thing at all. His guidance was more in, you know, who's this and what's important and what isn't, prioritizing and so forth. And it wasn't long before that show was pretty involved in local politics, some of which I regret. And Bobby Bright, I hope you'll come back on the show and just let us know how you're doing.
Yeah, just hang out. We'll have fun.
Yeah.
Putting the happy back in happy hour.
In fact, that election was the kind of like,
yeah,
that's it for me, man. Don't call me and tell me you want to drain the swamp and then send a 5-term alligator back. Not buying. Not good. Yeah. Not a moment where we said,
good. In the middle, agreed.
I thought you were about to go and do like a George W. Bush. Or H.W. Bush in person. Not gonna do it.
Need some wood?
No. So, at 3:31, and we got a whole bunch of different stuff to talk about. Oh, and when we come back from this break, I want to see what kind of Facebook reaction Joey and Address is getting on my page.
Okay.
So visit my Facebook page and take a look.
I think I look pretty damn good.
look.
It's not something I want to wear all the time, if ever again. But
I understand. No, look, I just didn't I say it actually, that dress actually flatters your physique?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine me in something like that? Hey.
Yeah.
Look at the red parade float. I've gained a little weight, and I've been told I need to lose a little weight, too. And that's all I've been told. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
You know, MRIs are amazing technology.
Sure, yeah.
But sometimes they reveal too much. Too much.
Can you reveal that much here? What the MRI revealed?
Oh, maybe later. Anybody want to hear what my MRI...
No.
Not even a general...
No.
Incy-wincy...
No.
Okay.
Well, that guy's always negative. I want to hear about it.
All right. We'll get around to it. Right now, we are almost midway through August. Before you know it, the end of the year will be here, and some of you who are renting will be filing income tax returns that will not include a first mortgage interest rate deduction. You'll also be filing a return that will not include some of the deductions you could traditionally take. There's been massive changes to the code, but the one deduction that will always be there for those who have it is first mortgage interest. So the sooner you take action and get with Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank and get the process going on a loan, you'll probably pay less per month, almost assuredly. You'll have a bigger place and a place you can really call your own, be your own landlord, and then you'll have that interest deduction at the end of the year and every year. And for the first 10 years, that comes to a considerable amount of money and helps you with your refund. Puts you in the black, whereas others may find themselves owing who don't have that first mortgage interest deduction. Nobody will work harder for you. Nobody has more experience. He's put thousands of people, handed them the keys to their new home. So call Morris at 409-9300. That's 409-9300. Special programs through Renaissance Bank for people with limited down payment or some skewered credit. Ask and get them to work. They're an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669. We have traffic, your local news, weather, all coming up, and then whatever it was I said I was going
to
do.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking real good for you out there on the interstate systems this afternoon. So far, no accidents, no delays on 65 or 85. Looking good on the Boulevard Atlanta Highway. All the rest of your main arteries in and around this capital city are all clear. The National Clearance Event is going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your clearance price. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Federal prosecutors say four members of a drug trafficking gang have pleaded guilty to charges in U.S. District Court in Montgomery. Prosecutors say 18 members of the gang have now pleaded guilty to drug-related charges. One person still faces trial. Some public schools in the state are considering putting up In God We Trust displays. State lawmakers in February approved legislation allowing such displays on public property, but legal challenges are expected to follow. An Alabama city is going to use taxpayer funds to pay legal expenses for a police officer charged in the death of an armed man who police say was suicidal. The Huntsville City Council voted to cover the defenses of 25-year-old police officer William Darby. Darby was indicted on a murder charge in the aftermath of the April 3rd shooting of 49-year-old Jeffrey Parker. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Schools back in session, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has your first lesson in savings. Right now, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited. Zero money down, just $279 per month. Or a new 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude. Zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your car for cash even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit today. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Visit online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit. Zero down. First payment due at inception. Plus tax tag, title doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinance. Offers don't combine.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. So what did we learn today, folks? That's right. KFC now has four different $20 fill-ups to feed a family of four. Like my 8-piece extra crispy or 8-piece original recipe. 12-piece tenders or my new 6-piece boneless breast with all the fixings for just $20. Wow, that sure is one reactive audience. Anyways, see you next time. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply. Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There's still a risk you could encounter a shower or thunderstorm just about anywhere. They're going to be random, and then they'll fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms around again, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, with a high temperature in the lower 90s tomorrow. But I think mid-90s are a good bet on Wednesday as storms become rather isolated in nature. And then back to more scattered storms Thursday and Friday. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you get not only hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, you know, radar and warnings, but you'll also get access to my blog updates and videos. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Come on, start. Just change the color.
Hey, hey, all right. Jump up. Get it.
Play it. One great song after another. News Talk 93.1 WACV. So let's see what the people in the streets have to say about Sexy Joey and his dress today. We'll open up this tab and see. We just posted the image a little while ago. And so far,
just a few reactions.
Well, there's a thumbs up, there's a shock face, and a heart from Elizabeth.
Oh my God.
She sits alone, waiting for suggestions.
Paul's rather just take requests and play music for the rest of the show today, huh? What was I going to talk about after the break?
Your MRI results.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want to do that? No, I will say, and I'm going to talk about it more on my show tonight, but... this weekend in New Orleans is a nice reminder of it's a lot of fun, but it's a dangerous kind of fun if you go too far. And, well, dangerous in the sense that, and I'm sure you've had these moments in life, correct? Like, if you had...
Me?
Yeah. If you had, like, gone a little too far... In one moment of your life, that hour of your life, that 15-minute window can change it forever. Luckily, nothing like that happened to me this weekend. But that city in particular, it's a way you can get lost. You can get lost pretty quickly in that place like that.
I've only seen it from I-10, driving through it to go somewhere in the middle of Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
That was over 10 years ago. And less than 2 years after Katrina. And the one thought that crossed my mind was... What a stupid idea to put a city here, because from 10, there's a spot on 10 where you see the Gulf to the left, Lake Pontchartrain to the right, and then you look down, and there in a bowl is the Ninth Ward, which at that time was still vacant, you know, just in a state of decay. And then I remember, who was it? Who was the governor? Was it Blanco?
Something like that.
Yeah, we need $260 billion to rebuild the city. Not that I'm unsympathetic, but screw off. Rebuild a bad idea. That makes perfect sense.
Well, and the place has this vibe to it that's just, and maybe it's the humidity being sea level below. I mean, it's got a weird vibe. The way I would describe it is, as I was walking around, we were walking in the French Quarter right when we got there and got set up in the hotel, and we hadn't had anything to drink. We were just kind of walking around. It's like, man, this place kind of smells. It's really hot and humid.
Yeah.
After two beers, the city starts to make a little more sense.
Oh.
Yeah. There's something about that place where it flows out through the sewer.
See, I've never really had, because it's... reputation is as a party place. That's not really where someone like me who's trying not to.
Probably not a smart move. No, I would not suggest you. I did people watch too, and some people were the tourists.
That I would be the guy that gets on the See New Orleans by bus in front of the hotel and goes to look at the, you know, historic cemetery.
Oh,
and stuff.
A lot of that stuff is great, and you can do that type of thing there.
Is it all within a walk of the French Quarter, all the cool stuff, or do you have to drive some?
Pretty much. I mean, there's some stuff I'm sure that I don't know about, but you can walk all around the French Quarter and see all sorts of iconography, I suppose, like a lot of Catholic influence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So old cathedrals and old statues and very cool stuff in that regard, historic buildings.
Well,
I mostly stuck to the party quarters.
How much is a beer or a drink?
It depends on where you go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are places where it was like a Yingling. You know, I get those at Baumhauer's occasionally. Baumhauer's is, what, four something? Five, if that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like $7-$8 at one place. And we went, wait, what? For a beer?
You gotta be careful, because sometimes the people in this... Well, you shouldn't be here if you can't afford to be here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well.
I'm happy to be back in one piece and not to have completely gone too far.
No, that's good. That's good. I think the most... Well, it's not like New Orleans. It's not historic, but it is certainly party place is the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
And my most triumphant moment there. In fact, somebody was showing me... Oh, Rich was showing us pictures. There was a weather conference there. I'm sure they talked a lot of weather. At Atlantis, which was an amazing resort. It was like $7.50 a night for the rooms. We got it all free because we did a broadcast on the beach. And when I was checking in, I bought $10 coins and said, this is it. I'm just going to play these. My third one, I won $100. I scooped up all the stuff, put them in a bucket, took it back, got the money, never touched another machine the rest of the weekend. So I actually came out ahead because everything else was paid for, food and all that stuff.
You know, and I think back on all the times I've gone out with the drinking buddies and gone out and done things. I usually, thinking back on it, don't think that's the most fun I've had by any stretch of the imagination. I think having an adult beverage, maybe with one or two other people, is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like staying in, relaxing a little bit, loosening up and having conversations, a lot of fun. But I kind of think the mind-numbing, losing your mind sort of intoxication is not worth it. And maybe I'm not built that way and other people enjoy it more. But me personally, I'm kind of over it. And I get mad at myself when I fall back into it.
Now that you've done New Orleans and addressed, what's your next?
D.C.
D.C.
Yeah. You remember the, what did you call it? Place you dropped me off at when my car was iced over? You gave me a ride home. And we pulled up and you go, oh, so this is the...
Oh, sex house?
Yeah. The guy used to live there with me. He's getting married next year. So he's now in the Arlington, D.C. area.
It'll become known as the occasional sex house.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, especially after marriage. And I'm hanging out with him. But D.C.'s a lot nicer than New Orleans. If we're going to relax there.
D.C.'s great. Best way for me is to take the train there now. Because you get out at Union Station, everything is right there. But I knew it well enough to, you know, rent the car. Every time I went, I could not help myself. I had to go see Mount Vernon. And it's an amazing thing to walk that large property down to the very base of the sloping front lawn. And there in the side of a hill with iron doors in front are the sarcophagi of George and Martha. Visible.
Yeah.
And, you know... Part of you has that gruesome temptation. I wish I could go up and open the lid just to see what's there, what's left. Just to see George Washington.
You know, folks, Greg tries to play it off like, I didn't finish college. He says it all the time, and then he uses a word like sarcophagi. Totally betrays himself.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that I have my phone open to the Thesaurus app, so I can just grab a big word whenever I need one all afternoon long. Huh? who can give me a great word, one word that would describe Jack Ingram?
Excellent!
That's a good word. That's a good start. Would anybody else like to contribute a word?
Awesome!
We'll take that. This is a place where, first of all, I have now come to believe that the best way to do a car is to let somebody else pay the depreciation on the front end. So when you shop at the signature pre-owns at Jack Ingram, no matter what price range you're shopping in, and for me, it worked out perfectly. I got a 2017 Rogue last year, 1,800 miles, was able to very comfortably extend the warranty front bumper to bumper for $100,000, and loved it. Loved the transition from the sedan to the SUV, and Tip Thames did amazing things. No money down, cut my payment by $130 a month, and I got a car that has everything I need, including thumb touch, access to Siri, to send text messages. Don't have to take your hand off the steering wheel to do those things. And it's been a great, great investment. We are three-time purchasers from Jack Ingram. So I would never suggest you spend your money at a place we haven't spent our own. Not once, not twice, but three times. And probably again. I'm just not too sure when. Maybe later this year, maybe early next year. But you're going to meet a great group of people, outstanding products, and anything with that Ingram name on the back end is a car that has been thoroughly vetted by the mechanics, the body people, good vehicle histories. Otherwise, it doesn't make it to the lot. At Jack Ingram, signature used cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com. All right, let's see how folks are doing this afternoon. Today's the first day of school in a lot of places.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are still running along real smooth out there. Interstate systems are clear. Boulevard looks good. Atlanta Highway looking good until you get in the downtown area. Of course, it kind of bottles up when you get down there. Everything else is okay, like the 31s, Taylor and Vaughn. And don't forget about school buses and school kids walking home from the school bus stops this afternoon. Today is the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College, they have the training, you have the desire. Make it happen. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know what word I think has been overused on both sides of the media lately? Bombshell. Everything's a bombshell. Omarosa. Whatever it is. Bombshell.
Osoboso?
Yeah.
Oh, not the... Yeah.
Just everything, you know, like, here's the latest. And I'll believe it when I see it. New evidence suggests 2016 Trump Tower meeting was a setup by Hillary and DOJ operatives, one of whom was fired today, Peter Stroke. He's out. Should have happened months and months and months ago. Especially with tech saying, you know, we've got a backup plan, and blah, 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 blah. It's, you know.
Yeah, apparently Natalia Veselnitskaya, who met with Don Jr. and Paul Manafort at that meeting, she met with Fusion GPS before and after that meeting with Manafort and Don Jr.
This suggests that this whole thing, I mean, maybe, and maybe Trump knows this, there could be a lot of indictments, and it could be, at last, that the fat ass almost first lady will finally be held accountable for something. Those two have gotten away with everything. That foundation is nothing more than a laundering center for money that was supposed to go somewhere else. Fusion Jeep, all these people. Bruce Orr, he's going to be the one. He's going to be the one that starts the dominoes to fall. And just in time for all of this corruption. Oh, by the way, did you see Alexia Catorzo Conza? Everybody she's endorsed, everybody she's campaigned for has lost.
Oh, are you talking
about... She is an absolute imbecile.
I don't know if you got the name right. Are you talking about Crazy Eyes?
Yeah, Crazy Eyes. That's the one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got to... I saved something from the weekend. She's just... I mean, she's just weird. Where is that? Oh, we got a diamond and silk. This I don't want to get too serious. But we got a Fox News clip of diamond and silk on this Crazy Eyes. She is. She's freaky, man. She is really freaky. All right, we'll see if we can get that to play when we come back after the top of the hour, which is rapidly closing in on us. Fox News just ahead, and then we got some other crap coming up, too.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates on auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner,